You're listening to another AppleViz podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of an app that I've been using for quite a long time since it became available on iOS, and I use it every day for when I'm traveling to work, having my lunch break, traveling home again, at night time, going to sleep, on the weekends doing the gardening, washing the car, etc. And of course, the app I'm talking about is the Audible app from audible.com. And it's really funny because as of this recording, I've done 384 podcasts and I've never done a podcast on one of the apps that I use all the time. So I thought in this demo, I would actually celebrate the fact that I actually use the Audible app every single day and do a podcast on it. So in this demo, what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to go to audible.com, purchase a book, because unlike the iBooks store, you can't purchase the book inside the Audible app itself. You have to do it via, in this case, the audible.com website that I'll be using. You purchase the book and then you can go into the Audible app and look on your cloud to download and start listening to the book. So I thought I'd do both things, purchase and show you how to start listening to the book on your audible.com app on your iPhone. In my case, it'll be the iPhone 6S. And we'll also have a bit of a wander around the app and look at such things as changing chapter versus skip, doing the sleep mode, changing the speed rate, bringing up the chapter index, etc. So I've got my MacBook Air here. Let me just jump into Safari.
Safari, top sites, window, toolbar.
And I'm going to open up location.
Open location.
And I'm going to type in
www.audible.com. Text selected.
.com.
Audible.com, HTML content. Search for a good book.
And I'm going to jump down to the edit field to type in my search.
Zero in cart. Go to cart. Button. Search for a good book. Search text field. Search
now,
for a good book.
I should say that I've already signed into Audible in Safari on my Mac here already. So whatever book I purchase is going to go against my signed in Audible account. Okay, so I'm going to search for The Last Wish.
T-A-E-B-A-S-T-L-A-H. Wish. Search for a good book. Search text for Audible audiobooks.
Okay, so that's brought up the search page. Now, what I normally do is, if it's found a few books, I normally search for the play audio button, so I can quickly jump down to it. I'm just going to bring up the voiceover search.
Enter search text. Previous search, please.
Type in play.
P-L-A-Y.
And hit enter.
Play audio sample button.
Okay, there's play audio sample. So if I go one above it.
Link, image. The Last Wish, vertical line, Andrei Sapkowski.
Okay, The Last Wish, Andrei Sapkowski. So if I go back to the next line.
Play audio sample button.
That's play audio sample, which I like to do, and we'll do that in a minute. Now if I keep going down.
Audiobook. Link, The Last Wish.
That's a link, The Last Wish.
Unabridged.
Unabridged.
By. Link, Andrei Sapkowski.
That's the author.
Narrated by. Link, Peter Kenny.
That's the narrator.
Link, WhisperSync for voice ready.
WhisperSync, so I can use it in the side of the Kindle app if I also wish, if I want to also use the ebook version.
Length, 10HRS and 17 minutes.
Okay, that's the length, 10 hours and 7 minutes.
Release date, 050515.
That's the release date.
4.6900 ratings.
Okay, 4.6 ratings.
Regular price, $18.88.
Regular price, $18 basically.
Member price, $13.22 or 1 credit.
Member's price, $13 or 1 credit.
Link, add The Last Wish to cart.
Add The Last Wish to cart.
Link, add The Last Wish to wishlist.
Add The Last Wish to wishlist.
Link, give as a gift.
Give as a gift.
One of one results.
And that's it. So I'm just going to go back to add to cart first, and then I'll play the sample.
Give as a gift. Add The Last Wish to wishlist. Link, add The Last Wish to cart. Link, okay, press so link, add The Last Wish to cart.
So select that. And now if I jump back to that audio play button.
Go back a page button. Play audio sample button.
Okay, and play audio sample.
Press play audio sample
select
button.
That.
Beneath his coat, he wore a worn leather jerkin laced up at the neck and shoulders. As he took off his coat, those around him noticed that he carried a sword. Not something unusual in itself. Nearly every man in Vachin carried a weapon. But no one carried a sword strapped to his back as if it were a bow or a quiver.
Okay, now while it's playing,
the stranger did not sit
to
at the table
the
with a few
page.
Other guests.
We are currently making improvements to
he remained
and
standing at the counter, piercing the innkeeper with his gaze.
Zero and cart. Go to cart.
He drew from the tankard.
Press
that.
Zero and cart. Go to cart.
I'm
zero
looking
cart.
For a room for the night.
Button.
And that'll stop the.
We are currently making improvements
playing.
To the Audible site.
Okay, so I want to jump down to the next step button.
Next step button.
And select.
Press
that
next
one.
Step button. Download audiobooks with audible.com page has 42 links.
And jump down to the buttons on the screen.
One in cart. Go to cart. Button.
Okay, so I've now got one in cart officially, Before it just said zero, so keep going to the next button.
Search for a good book. Search text field. Search for a good book. Complete purchase button.
And there's my complete purchase button.
Press complete purchase. Din button. Complete purchase. Din button. Download audiobooks with audible.com page has 40.
Cut, top of page again.
Frame zero.
Now I like to just check to see if I've got a thank you on the screen. So I'm going to do enter, search again text. For voiceover.
T-A-N-K.
Type in thank.
Done. Thank you for your purchase.
Okay. Thank yous for your purchase. I believe that actually just said. That's fine. So now I've actually officially purchased the book on audible.com and I should have a receipt email. So I'm going to jump around to mail.
Mail, inbox, 1026 messages.
There it is, just came in.
Field blank, from audible.com. Mail, subject, thank you for shopping at Audible.
Let's see what that interact actually says.
Thank you for shopping at Audible.
Thank you for shopping at Audible, but voiceover stopping. Reads it as...
From subject, thank you for shopping at Audible.
Thank yous for shopping at Audible. That's really weird. Before I go to the Audible app itself and show you how to listen to it, I want to just show you how I can let you listen to it on my Mac. So if I jump back to Safari.
Safari, download audiobooks with audible.com window. Done. Thank you for your purchase.
And I'm going to jump to the top of this page again.
Frame zero.
And I come down to...
In an effort to enhance Audible audiobook, help, link, buy 3 extra credits. Hi, David, home, link, library, has submenu. Press pass key through and spacebar to activate, link.
Okay, and I want to access my books. I'm going to do the bypass command for voiceover, which just happens to be Control Option Tab.
Ignoring next key press.
And press spacebar.
Link, my books.
There's my books. Books. Select that
press
link.
Press link, my books. Link, my books. We are currently making improvements to the Audible site. Visited link in an effort to enhance the accessibility.
And jump down to the table.
Table.
That's the first table.
Last table, table.
Second table, which is the books. So going over to the right.
Blank, column 1 of 10. Blank, column 2 of 10. Internal link. Download status. Internal link. Title. Column 4 of 10.
Okay, that's what I want to be on the column. Come down the row.
Row 2 of 12. Link. The last wish.
Okay, that's the last wish. Now I'm going to quickly go across this row to download.
Author. Length. Purchase date. Rate. Internal. Perform. Internal. Sorry. Internal. Link. Link. Write a review. Ebook companion. Listen. Internal link. Download or. Deliver to, deliver or, internal link, download, ebook compat, listen, internal link, download, column 10 of 10, click to download the last wish.
Okay, and if I click on that, we'll select it.
Press internal link, download, internal link, download.
Downloading to my Mac. So if I bring up my downloads window.
Show that, 3 items, downloads.
And.
Table.
Jump down to the table for downloads, interact with it.
Interact with table, no selection, row 1 of 2. The last wish on Rich, underline EP6, underline AP, and MPCAR1GT0DGMISZH84, and underline 5RAKSGMPQ9U78C.
So basically that's the book. I'm just going to interact with that to find out how the download's going.
Interact with the last wish on Rich, underline EP6, underline AP, and MPCAR1GT0. 2.7% progress indicator.
It's going to leave that downloading. You hear the click says it's downloading. And I'm going to pause the recording and come back just before it's finished downloading, and then I'll show you how to listen to that audio book on my Mac. Okay, check it again.
99.1% progress indicator.
Oh, 99.1%.
Show and finder button. Show and finder.
Show and finder button. Let me just make sure I'm on the focus.
Show and finder button is in the voiceover cursor.
I am. Select.
Press
that.
Show and finder. Finder. Downloads. Window. List view. Table. The last wish on Rich. Underline EP6. Underline AP. And MPCAR1GT0DGMISZH84. Underline 5RAKSGMPQ9U78C. Underline and 9SOFY8WOTQ.AXAudible.com audio. Today, 3:40 p.m.
Okay, that's the last wish. Now, I should say that to play it on your Mac, you play it in iTunes, and I've already authorized my Audible account to play in iTunes under the store menu that you'll find in iTunes itself off the main menu. So if I just press Command O now to open that book, it's going to open up and start playing in iTunes. So I'll do that now.
Open iTunes, iTunes window, arrows of the golden
bridge. This is Audible.
It's going to turn the volume down a little bit in iTunes.
Decrease volume.
Hachette Audio presents The Last Wish. Written by Andrei Sapkowski. Translated by Danuzia Stock. Read by Peter Kenny.
The Voice of Reason, 1. She came to him towards morning. She entered very carefully, moving silently, floating through the chamber like a phantom.
Okay, I'll just stop it there. Okay, so that's enough mucking about with the Mac. Let's get on to the real reason for this recording, which was all about the Audible.com app that I use all the time, not so much my Mac. So I'm just going to leave my Mac sitting there in iTunes for the moment. I'm just going to grab my iPhone here, and I'm going to ask Siri to open up Audible for me. Hey Siri, open Audible.
Selected. Audible. Cloud. Button. 1 of 3.
Okay, so I've got 3 buttons that I can flick through. I can do cloud.
Selected. Cloud. button, 1 of 3.
Which is already selected. Flick to the right.
Device, button, 2 of 3.
That's my local device.
iTunes, button, 3 of 3.
Or I can check in iTunes. Flick to the right again.
Search, button.
There's the search button.
All titles, button.
All titles button.
Recent, button.
Recent button.
Delete, button.
Delete button.
Refresh, button.
Refresh button.
The Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated by Peter Kenny, 10 hours, 17 minutes.
Okay, there's the name of the book, the author, and the complete running time. Now, I've noticed sometimes that I have to flick back
refresh,
to
button.
Refresh and double tap on
it. Refresh, dimmed.
And that basically refreshes the app to the cloud. So let me flick to the right again.
The Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated by Peter Kenny, 10 hours, 17 minutes.
Now, if I do a one-finger double tap on that title.
The Last Wish preparing, ellipsis, null, 10 hours, 17 minutes.
Okay, it says preparing. So if I flick to the right.
Cancel, button.
I can now cancel
the download of this title.
As the help text says. Flick to the left again.
The Last Wish downloading 1.7 megabytes of 151.4 megabytes, 10 hours, 17 minutes.
Okay, so that 10 hours, 17 minutes again is the full running time. Now, when it gets to around about 8 meg downloaded, you can actually start playing the title. So if I flick to the right again.
Cancel, button.
And flick back onto the title.
Cancels the download of this title. The Last Wish downloading 6.2 megabytes of 151.4 megabytes, ready to play.
Okay, so it's less than 8 meg. If I double tap on that book now.
Close, button.
This is Audible.
Hachette Audio presents The Last Wish, written by Andrei Sapkowski. Translated by Dimitri Scott. Read by Peter
volume,
Kenny.
62%. Pause, button. Pauses playback.
The Voice of Reason, 1. She came to him towards morning. She entered very carefully, moving silently, floating through the chamber like a phantom. The only sound.
So I've just paused the book with the magic two-finger double-tap with voiceover. Now let's explore the current screen now that we're in the book title. So if I go to the top of the screen, the left-hand
close
side.
Button.
Got a close button. Flick to the right.
Player volume, 2 bars, button.
Player volume, 2 bars.
More menu, button. Reveals more menu.
Okay, more menu. Flick to the right again.
10 hours, 16 minutes remaining, chapter 1 of 13.
What's the total time remaining?
48 seconds in section.
48 seconds in section that we're currently listening to.
1%. Adjustable.
And here is where you can quickly flick up and down through the chapter that you can't listen to. So flick to the right.
1 hour, 10 minutes remaining in section.
Okay, 1 hour, 10 minutes remaining in this section. Flick to the right again.
Chapter 1 of 13.
Chapter 1 of 13.
The Last Wish. Switches controls from jump seconds to chapter skip.
Okay, now that one's important because it's the title of the book, but it also changes the way that your previous and next buttons will operate. So if I double tap on it.
The Last Wish. Image.
If I flick to the right now.
Chapter backward, button.
That's chapter backwards.
Chapter backward skip.
As in the previous chapter. But if I flick back to that title image.
The Last Wish, image.
And double tap on it.
The Last Wish, image.
Now if I flick to the right.
Jump back, button.
It's now jumped
jumps 30
by
seconds back.
30 seconds back, okay, not by chapter. And I normally have mine on chapter. So that's 30 seconds back, flick to the right.
Play, button.
Play.
Jump forward, button.
And jump forward.
Jumps 30 seconds.
Seconds
forward.
Okay, but if I go back
play,
to that
jump back.
Title image.
The Last Wish. Image.
And double tap on it.
The Last Wish. Image.
And now flick back to those controls.
Chapter backward. Button.
Chapter backward.
Chapter backward skip.
Flick the right.
Play.
Play.
Chapter forward. Button. Chapter forward skip.
And chapter forward skip. Okay, so just remember when you hear the title image, if you wait for the help text, it'll remind you that it's between either 30 seconds forward or backwards, or chapter forwards or backwards. Okay, so flicking to the right.
Speed 1.5x. Speed 1.5x. Button.
Okay, now here's the speed of the book.
Changes narration
speed. I've currently got mine set at 1.5 times, and it said narration speed for the help text. So I double tap on it.
Close. Button. Narration
flick
speed.
To the right.
Close. Narration speed. Heading. 0.75x. 1x. 1.25x. 1.5x. Button.
Okay, that's where I've currently got mine selected on. Then we've got
2x,
two,
button, 2.5x,
2.5,
button, 3x,
and
button.
3x. So, let me just flick back to 2.
2.5, 2x, button.
And I'm going to start the book playing with two-finger double tap.
Was that of her mantle brushing her naked
and
skin?
And then I'm going to do a double tap
yet
on
this
2.
Faint sound
selected.
Was enough to wake the Witcher.
Close,
or maybe
button.
It'll pull him from the half-slumber in which he rocked monotonously as though travelling through fathomless depths, suspended between the seabed and its calm surface amidst gently undulating strands of seaweed.
Okay, two-finger double tap to stop. And let me flick back to...
Player volume, more menu, 10 hours, 6, 1, 2%, 1 hour, chapter, the last, chapter back, play, chapter 4, speed 2x, speed 2x,
okay, back
button.
To that option now, it says
changes
2x
narration
now.
Speed.
One finger double tap.
Close. Narration speed, 2x, button.
And let me flick to the right.
2.5x button.
To 2.5x.
Selected. Close button.
And two finger double tap.
Did not move. Did not stir. The girl flitted closer, threw off her mantle, and slowly, hesitantly, rested her knee on the edge of the large bed. He observed her through lowered lashes, still not betraying his wakefulness.
Okay, and one to go. Let's just try what three times sounds like. So flicking to the right.
Play more menu. 10 hours. 1 minute. 2%. 1 hour 9. Chapter one. The last week. Chapter back. Play. Chapter. Speed 2.5x. Speed close.
Again.
Narration speed.
And
2.5x.
Flick to the right.
Button. 3x. Button.
3x. Now, as you can tell, it's actually focused on the last option used in the narration speed control, which is quite handy. So I'm going to do one finger double tap on three times.
Selected. Close. Button.
And here's three times playing now.
The girl carefully climbed onto the bedclothes and onto him, wrapping her thighs around him. Leaning forward on straining arms, she brushed his face with hair which smelled of chamomile.
So that's three times speed. So I'm going to flick to the right again.
Play of more men. 10 hours. 1 minute. 2%. 1 hour. Chapter one. The last wish. Chapter backward. Play. Chapter four. Speed 3x. Speed 3x.
And I'm
going
to put it back to my 1.5 times speed. One finger double
close.
Tap on that.
Narration speed. 3x. Button.
So I'm on 3x. So I flick to the left.
2.5x. 2x. 1.5x.
1.5.
Button. Selected. Close.
And
button.
I'm almost nervous now to do a two-finger double tap to start playing the book because I'm not quite sure what's going to happen in this book because I've just purchased it. So let me briefly do a two-finger double tap and start it playing, and I'll quickly stop it if it gets a little bit interesting.
Determined and as if impatient, she leant over and touched his eyelids, cheeks, lips with the tips of her breasts.
Whoops. I think that'll do for the moment. So focus is on the close button. Let me flick to the right over to the narration speed again.
Play a volume. More menu. 10 hours. 50, 1 minute. 3%. 1 hour. 9 minute. Chapter 1 of 30. The last wish. Chapter backward. Play. But chapter forward. Speed 1.5x. Speed 1.5x. Button.
Okay.
Changes now, narration speed.
I didn't mention this, but the play button, of course, stops and starts the book if you one finger double tap on it. Of course, for people using VoiceOver, we can, of course, that's what I've been doing, the two-finger double tap to start and stop the book. Okay, so flicking to the right.
Chapters. Button.
Here's
displays
chapters.
Chapters.
So this displays all the chapters in the book. So if I one-finger double tap on
close.
It.
Close. Chapters. Chapter 4, 9, 33.
Okay, and I touch towards the top left-hand side of the screen.
Close. Button.
I'm going to close button. Flick to the right.
Chapters. Heading.
Chapters.
Currently playing chapter. Chapter 1, 11:16.
Okay, so you can tell the full length of that chapter that's currently playing. Flick to the right again.
Chapter 2, 12, 15.
So if I wanted to jump straight to another chapter, as in this one, chapter 2, one finger double tap.
Chapter 2, 12,
The Voice of Reason
15.
2.
Currently
Part
playing
one.
Chapter 2, 12,
Geralt?
15.
He raised his head, torn from sleep. The sun was already high and forced blinding golden rays through the shutters, penetrating the chamber with tentacles of light.
Okay, two-finger double tap to stop. Now we're still currently on the chapter screen. So I'm going to touch top left-hand side of my screen.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Chapters. Chapter 1, 11:16.
I'm going to put myself back on chapter 1. One-finger double tap.
Chapter 1, 11:16. Currently playing chapter. Chapter 1.
And of course, it starts playing it again because I just went back to the beginning of the chapter. It starts playing chapter 1 again. So let me just close this chapter window.
Close. Button.
One-finger double tap.
Close.
Now, what you can actually do, of course, with this app, like all iOS apps with VoiceOver, you can explore the screen to find out where controls are directly. Or if I'm being very lazy and I think the controls close to the bottom than the top, with the left or right one-finger flick, I'll sometimes just go to the bottom of my screen. I'll do
chapter
now,
backward. Button.
And find the chapter backward.
Chapter
that's
backward
on the left-hand
skip.
Side of the screen. If I flick back to the left.
The last wish. Chapter 1 of 13. 1 hour, 11 minutes. 0%. Adjustable.
Okay, there's the percentage if I flick up.
1%. 2%, 3%.
Okay, that's where I was in the book. Two-finger double tap.
To change position, and with a light but decisive movement of her hips, demanded a response.
Okay, that was almost where I was up to, probably a little bit further on in the book, probably by a couple of paragraphs, I think. So let me flick back to the right.
1 hour, 9 minutes, chapter 1 of 13. The last weird, chapter backward, play, chapter 4, speed 1.5, chapters, button.
Okay, there's our chapters button.
Displaced, bookmark, button, as a bookmark at this location.
And there's the bookmark, which adds it to this location. So if I double tap on that.
Bookmark added.
I've just added the bookmark. So you can't actually set a bookmark and remove the bookmark with the same button. This button is just to save the bookmark. Okay, now let's go to up to the top to that mysterious more menu. So I'm going to touch on the top left-hand side.
Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Player volume. 2 bars. Button. More menu. Button. Reveals more menu.
Okay, so let's tap on the more menu button.
Close. Button. More. Bookmarks. Button.
Okay,
opens
so
bookmarks.
It jumped to the bookmarks button in focus. Let me just touch the top left-hand side of the screen.
Close button.
There's the close button. Flick to the right.
More. Heading.
That's the more heading for the menu.
Bookmarks. Button. Opens bookmarks.
Okay, and that's the bookmarks button that came into focus when we brought up the more menu screen. So let me double tap on the bookmark
close.
There.
Bookmarks. Close. Button.
Click to the right.
Bookmarks. Heading.
Here's the bookmarks heading.
Edit mode. Button.
Edit mode.
Chapter 1, 2 minutes 12 seconds, added on the 27th of January 2016. Double tap to go
tells
to bookmark
you what
position.
Chapter it's in and what position it was in when the bookmark was done. And if you double tap on it, it'll go to that bookmark. And if I want to get rid of it, flick back to the left.
Edit mode. Button.
Double tap on edit mode.
Edit mode.
And flick to the right.
Delete. Button.
There's the delete button.
Delete from device.
Okay, so it says delete from device, i.e. the bookmark. Flick to the right.
Chapter 1.
And there's the first bookmark, chapter 1.
Slash 2, 12, 27 slash 01 slash 2016, 3:56 p.m.
And of course, if there were other bookmarks there, they would be also listed with the delete button next to them. Now, just to show you what happens if you've got more than one bookmark, let me just close it for
close
the moment.
Button.
Double tap on the close button. I come down to the home button down the bottom and come up a little bit.
Chapters. Button.
Okay, there's...
Displays chapters.
There's chapters directly. One finger double tap.
Close. Chapters. Currently playing chapter 1, 1, okay, 11,
and
colon 16.
Currently playing chapter 1, flick to the right again.
Chapter 2, 12, 15.
Chapter
3,
let's
1, 12,
chapter
colon 36.
Three.
Chapter 3,
a
one.
Grain of truth.
Currently playing chapter,
part
chapter
one.
3, 1, 12,
a number of
36.
Black points moving against a bright sky, streaked with mist, drew the witch's attention. Birds. They wheeled in slow, peaceful circles, then suddenly
Okay, so I've just stopped it. Now let's go and do the bookmark again. So I'm going to close the chapter screen.
Close. Button. Close.
Tap on that. Now let's find the chapters button down the bottom.
Chapters. Button.
Click to the right.
Bookmark. Button.
There's the bookmarks button.
One add a bookmark.
Double tap.
Bookmark added.
And I've just added another bookmark. So let me go to the top of the screen.
Close. Button.
Close button at the top. Click to the right.
Player volume. More menu.
There's the
button.
More menu button. One finger
close.
Double tap on that.
More. Button free. Button. Enables button free mode and shows instructions.
So touch the top of the screen again.
Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
More. Heading. Bookmarks. Button.
Okay, back into bookmarks.
Opens
one
bookmark.
Finger double tap.
Close. Bookmarks. Close.
This time,
button.
Flick to the right.
Bookmarks. Heading. Edit mode. Button. Chapter 1. 2 minutes 12 seconds. Added on the 27th of January 2016. Double
okay,
tap to go
so
to
that's
bookmark
chapter
position.
Chapter 1 bookmark. Flick to the right.
Chapter 3. 1 hour 23 minutes.
Chapter 3.
Added on the 27th of January 2016.
That's the next bookmark. So let's say, for example, I want to get rid of that second bookmark again. So I flick back to the left.
Chapter 1. Edit mode. Button.
One finger double tap on edit mode.
Enters book. Edit mode.
Now if I flick to the right.
Delete. Button.
There's the first delete button for...
Chapter 1.
Chapter 1.
Slash 2. 12. 27 slash 01 slash 2016. 3:56 p.m.
Flick to the right again.
Delete. Button.
There's the next delete button.
Delete from device.
For...
Chapter 3.
Chapter 3. So if I flick back to the left.
Delete. Button.
And delete it.
Delete. Bookmark deleted.
It says bookmark deleted. So if I go to the top of the screen.
Close. Button.
And flick to the right.
Bookmarks. Heading. Edit mode. Button. Delete. Button. Chapter 1. Slash 2. 27 slash 0. 27
okay.
slash 0.
That's it. All gone. Just chapter 1 there. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Slash. Chapter 1. Delete. Button. Edit mode. Button.
And one finger double tap
bookmark,
on edit
mode. Mode
to take it out of edit mode. So flick to the right.
Chapter 1, 2 minutes 12 seconds, added
and
on the 27th of January 2016.
I want to dangerously go
double
back
tap to
into
go to bookmark
that
position.
First bookmark again, back to chapter 1. So one finger double tap.
Swoops.
Selected. Chapter 1, 2 minutes 12 seconds,
she no longer
added on the 27th of January 2016.
She threw her head back, shook her hair.
And two finger double tap to stop. So that started playing the book again at that bookmark in chapter 1, 3 minutes in. But I'm still in the bookmark menu. So if I flick to the right.
Selected. Chapter 1, 2 minutes 12 seconds. Added on the 27th of January 2016.
Okay, so flicking back
double
to the left.
Double tap, edit mode. Bookmarks. Close. Button.
And one finger double tap on close.
Close.
Touch top of the screen.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Player volume. Two bars. Button.
Okay, and now we're back to the main screen again. But I want to get back to the more menu screen and see what else is in there.
More menu. Button.
One finger double tap on
close.
The more menu.
More. Bookmarks. Button.
And then it's jumped back.
Opens bookmarks.
Focused on bookmarks again. I'm just going to be pedantic and just touch the top left-hand side of the screen again.
Close. Button.
To the close button. Flick to the right.
More. Heading.
There's the more heading.
Bookmarks. Button.
Bookmarks.
Sleep timer. Button.
Sleep timer.
Opens the sleep timer menu.
Help text says open the sleep timer. One finger double tap.
Close. Button.
And flick
sleep
to the right.
Sleep timer. Heading. Off. Button.
Got off.
8 minutes. Button.
8 minutes.
15 minutes.
15 minutes.
30 minutes. Button.
30 minutes.
45 minutes.
45
button.
Minutes.
60 minutes.
60
button.
Minutes.
End of chapter. Button.
End of chapter, which is actually very nice because sometimes I use that when I'm playing an audiobook to my boys at night time. But I normally select flicking back to the left.
60 minutes. 45 minutes. Button.
45 minutes when I'm going to sleep listening to a book. So one finger double tap.
Close. Button.
I flick to the right.
Player volume. More menu. 10 hours. 2 minutes. 3%. Adjust. 1 hour 8 minutes. Chapter 1 of the sleep timer. 44. 38 minutes remaining.
Okay, that sleep timer is now running, even though I'm not currently playing an audiobook. It's currently running as soon as you select it. If I double tap
sleep
on
timer.
It.
Sleep timer. Close. Sleep timer. 45 minutes.
Flick to the left.
30 minutes. 15 minutes. 8 minutes. Off. Button.
And double tap on it. Turn
selected.
It off.
Close. Button.
So five flick quickly to the right.
Player volume. More menu. 10 hours, 52 minutes, 23%. 1 hour, 8. Chapter 1. The last week.
We've got no sleep option. That sleep option only appears when you're running the sleep mode. And of course, you can go back into it and turn it off or reset it to another amount if you wish. So top left hand side again.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right. Player volume. More menu again.
More menu. Button.
One finger double tap on that.
Close. More. Bookmarks.
And
button.
Flick to the right.
Sleep timer. Button. Button free. Button. Enables button free mode and shows instructions.
Okay, that enables button free mode. Now I'm going to leave you to investigate that because it's a bit more advanced navigation. So flick to the right.
View details. Button. Opens the details of this book.
So that's view details. So one finger double tap on that.
Close. The last wish. Close. Button.
Okay, and focus has gone back to the close button at the top left hand side of the screen. If I flick to the right.
The last wish. Heading.
Okay, that's the heading, the last wish, the title of the book.
The Last Wish by Andrzej Sapkowski. Narrated by Peter Kenny. Length, 10 hours, 17 minutes. Rating, 4.5 of 5 stars with 900 ratings.
That tells you the author, the narrator, the length of the book, the rating, and how many ratings were actually made on the book. So flick to the right again.
Selected. Summary. Button. 1 of 2.
It's the summary button.
Reviews. Button. 2 of 2.
This is the reviews button. I'll come back to that in a minute. If I flick to the right, we'll get a plot description of the book.
Geralt of Rivia is a witcher, a cunning sorcerer, a merciless assassin, and a cold-blooded killer. His sole purpose, to destroy the monsters that plague the world. But not everything monstrous-looking is evil, and not everything fair is good, ellipsis, and in every fairy tale there is a grain of truth. The international hit that inspired the video game The Witcher.
Okay, flick the right again.
Program type, audiobooks length, 10 hours 17 minutes, release date, the 5th of May 2015.
Okay, program type and release date. So flicking back to the left.
Gerald, reviews. Button.
And that's one finger double tap on reviews.
Selected. Reviews. 2 of 2. Very enjoyable. Excellent voice work and pacing. Comma. Nick. Overall. 5 of 5 stars. Performances. 5 of 5 stars. Story. 5 of 5 stars.
Okay, that's the first review. Flick to the right.
Bought it as a companion to The Witcher 3. Was not disappointed. A worthy introduction to The Witcher's story. With tales about Yennefer and Dandelion. I can easily recommend.
So if I flick back to the left.
Very enjoyable. Selected. Reviews. Button.
So I'm just selecting reviews.
Summary.
That's
button.
The summary
1 of 2.
Button.
The Last Wish by Andrzej Sapkowski. The Last Wish. Close. Button.
And I just flick back to the close button. Now when I choose the close button again.
Close.
It's gone back to the main book title screen again. So I touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Player volume. More menu. Button.
Okay, one finger double tap on
reveals
the more menu again.
Close. More. View details. Button.
That's view
button.
Details.
Rate and review. Button.
Rate and review.
Opens the screen to rate and review this book.
So you can rate and review the book. I'll leave that for you to do.
Share progress. Button.
You can share progress.
Opens the sharing options menu.
So that's the share to Facebook, Twitter, etc. So I'll leave you to investigate that one as well. Flick to the right again.
Mark as finished. Button.
You can mark it as finished.
Mark the title as finished.
Flick to the right again.
Dark theme. Button.
Dark theme.
Changes to dark theme.
Okay, to make it easy to read. Okay, so I'm going to touch on the top left-hand side, which is the close button.
Close. Button.
And one finger double tap on the close button.
Close.
And we've come back, touch up the top left hand side of the screen.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Player volume. 2 bars. Button. More menu. Button. 10 hours 15 minutes remaining.
Okay, of course, to the main title of the book screen. Before I said to find the chapter button was above the home button, so if I do that now.
Chapters.
There's
button.
Chapters. And if I come slightly above it.
Play. Button.
There's the play button. If I drag my finger to the left.
Jump back. Button.
There's the jump back button.
Jumps 30 seconds back.
And if I go to the right.
Play. Button. Jump forward. Button. Jumps 30 seconds forward.
Okay, there's the jump forward button. Now, for some interesting reason, that's now changed the mode from 30 second jump back. That might be because I was changing chapters and so on. So I'm going to flick back to the
play.
Left.
Jump. The last wish. Image. Switches controls
and
from 10 seconds to
jump.
The last wish. Image.
And now come back to the play button.
Play. Button.
Go to the left.
Chapter backward. Button.
That's better.
Chapter backward skip.
Okay, so if I want to go to the next chapter, flick to the right.
Play. Chapter forward.
And,
button.
And double tap
chapter
on that.
Chapter forward. Chapter forward.
And if I want to check where I am, top left hand side of the screen.
Close. Button.
Flick to the right.
Player volume. More menu. 9 hours 6 minutes remaining. 0 seconds in section. 0%. Adjust. 12 minutes 16 seconds. Chapter 2 of 13.
Okay, so I'm now on chapter 2. So rather than just doing a two-finger double tap to start the audio, I can just come down to my home button, come above it. There's
chapters.
There's chapters.
Button.
I'm above it again.
Play. Button.
And one-finger double tap on play.
Pause.
The Voice of Reason 2. Part 1. Geralt? He raised his head, torn from sleep.
Okay, and of course I just did a two-finger double tap to stop it. Or I could have also touched on the play pause button to stop the book again. So that's the main title screen. Let me just come back to the main bookshelf screen. So I'm going to choose close.
Close button.
One finger double tap on that.
Close. Selected. Cloud. Button.
Now we're back to the main bookshelf screen where we only briefly got down to the current book title. So that's Cloud.
Device. Button.
So there's device again. So I can look at what's on my device.
iTunes. Button.
I want to see what's in iTunes. For one finger double tap on it.
Selected. iTunes. 3 of 3.
Now flick to the right.
Search. But all titles. Recent. Delete. Refresh. Doctor Who. The Last Voyage. Unabridged. By Dan Abnett. 2 hours 14 minutes. Menu. Button. Basil Rush. By is told to Andrew Croft.
Basil Rush. Which is the talking fox. Etc. Etc. Okay. So that's in my iTunes library. So flicking back to the left.
Menu. Doctor Who. Refresh. Delete. Recent. All titles. Search. Selected. iTunes.
And I'm basically
device,
going to put it back cloud, to cloud. Because that's what I use
3.
All the time.
Selected. Cloud. 1 of 3.
And flicking back to the right.
Device. iTunes. Button. 3 of 3.
So flick to the right.
Search. Button.
So that's the search. Now I've probably got about 150 books in my library at the moment. So to do a search to find the book in my bookshelf is a lot faster. So I use that search button all the time. So flick to the right.
All titles. Button.
That's all titles.
Filter your library.
As the help text says, filter your library. I've just got it on all at the moment. Flick to the right again.
Recent. Button.
Here's reasons button.
Sort your library.
And I've always got mine sorted by recent, so flick to the right again.
Delete. Button.
Delete. If I double tap on it now.
Delete.
Now if I flick to the right.
Refresh. Button. Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated by Peter Kenny. 9 hours, 6 minutes left.
Okay, so that's the current book. And you can tell it's finished downloading to my iPhone because it doesn't say 8 megabytes of XXX to go. Okay, so that's completely done. So I flick to the right again.
Menu.
There's
button.
A menu button. I'll examine
displays,
in a minute.
Delete. Button.
Okay, and there's a delete button to delete that book from my device. It'll stay on the cloud, i.e. my audible.com library. So it's just a way of not taking up too much space on the Audible app on your iPhone. So if I flick to the right.
The Sword of the South by David Weber, narrated by Nick Sullivan, finished.
Okay, is that Sword of the South by David Weber? Now, if I don't want to have it on my local device, if I flick to the right again.
Menu, button, delete, button.
There's the delete button, so I double tap
delete
on
from
it.
Selected, cloud, button, 1 of 3.
It's now gone. Okay, now if I want to come out of delete mode to the right.
Device, iTunes, search, all titles, recent, delete, button.
Double tap on that.
Delete, selected, cloud, button,
and that's basically
1 of 3.
Gets us out of delete mode again, so I flick to the right again.
Device, iTunes, search, all titles, recent, delete, refresh. The Last Wish by, menu, button. The Sword of the South by, menu,
okay,
button.
So as you can tell, there's no delete
displays
button
menu
next to those titles anymore. So this time, if I now try and play Sword of the South again, so I flick back to the left.
The Sword of the South by David Weber, narrated by Nick Sullivan,
and it's
finished.
It's currently not on my iPhone. If I double tap on it now.
The Sword of the South preparing, ellipsis,
it
no,
says preparing,
finished.
As the Last Wish did, and now it's downloading again to my device. So if I flick off it,
cancel,
to the right,
button.
Flick back to it with the left.
The
flick.
Sword of the South downloading 1.3 megabytes of 342.1 megabyte finished.
Okay, and I want to stop it, so flick to the right.
Cancel, button.
And double tap on cancel.
Cancels the download alert. Download in progress.
Flick to the right.
The download is in progress.
Download is in progress.
Are you sure you want to cancel it?
Are you sure you want to cancel it?
No. Button.
No.
Yes. Button.
Or yes. And I'm going to one finger double tap on yes,
yes
for the moment.
Menu. Button.
I flip back to the left.
The Sword of the South by David Weber, narrated by Nick Sullivan, finished.
Because I've just accessed the Sword of the South book, it's now the first one in my recent items. So I flip back to the left.
Refresh. Button. Delete. Button. Recent. Button.
Okay, there's the recent button. So flip
Sword
back to
library.
The right.
Delete. Refresh. The Sword of the South by David Weber, narrated
Sword
by Nick Sullivan. Menu. Button. The Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated
now
by Peter Kenny. 9 hours, 6 minutes left.
And of course, to go back into that book I want to listen to, one finger double tap on that to start listening.
The sun
to
was already high and forced blinding golden rays through the shutters.
Two finger double tap to stop. Touch on the close button at the top since I've gone back into the book title playing screen.
Close. Button.
And finger double tap on close.
Close.
And
selected.
Flick
cloud,
to the right.
Device. iTunes. Search. All titles. Recent. Delete. Refresh. The Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated by Peter Kenny. 9. Menu. Button.
And let's see what that menu does
displays menu
on a current book. So if I one finger double tap on that.
Menu. View book details. Button.
Book details button. Flick to the right.
Rate and review. Button.
Rate and review.
Mark is finished. Button.
Mark is finished. And of course.
Cancel.
Cancel.
Button.
So I'm going to one finger double tap on that.
Cancel. Selected. Cloud. Button. 1 of 3.
And basically, if I keep flicking through, we're going to get title, menu, which are all my books in my current bookshelf. And I'll just show you if I change the listing on the bookshelf. So if I touch top of the screen again,
selected, cloud, and flick button,
to the right to the one all of button.
Device, iTunes, search, all titles, button.
Okay, there's all titles.
Filter your library.
Okay, and again, it's to change the filtering of your library. One finger double tap on
close.
That. Now the options I've got, touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Close, button.
Flick to the right.
Filter by, heading.
Okay, filter by.
All titles, button.
All titles.
Audiobooks, button.
Audiobooks.
Excerpts, button.
Excerpts.
Free, button.
Free.
Performances, button.
Promotionals,
button. Radio, button.
Radio,
unknown. Button.
Unknown.
Unfinished, button.
And unfinished. So of course I've got mine set on.
Unknown, radio, promo, perform, free, excerpt, audiobook, all titles, button.
Set to all titles. So I'm going to one finger double tap on that.
All titles. Selected. Cloud.
And if
button.
I go and tap on that recents button.
Device. iTunes. Search. All titles. Recent. Button. Sort your library.
So double tap on the
recent.
Recents. And touch top left hand side of the screen.
Close. Button.
Click to the right.
Sort by. Heading.
Okay, this is sort by.
Recent. Button.
Recent button.
Length. Button.
Length.
Title. Button.
Title.
Author. Button.
Or author. So, for example, let me choose title. Click back to the left.
Title. Button.
One finger double tap.
Selected. Selected. Cloud. Button. One of three.
Okay, back to that cloud icon at the top left-hand side of the screen. If I flick to the right.
Device. iTunes. Search. All titles. Button.
Okay, that's the filter.
Filter your library.
Flick to the right again.
Title. Button.
Now it says title.
Sort your library.
So we're sorted by title. Flick to the right.
Delete. Button.
There's our delete button.
Refresh. Button.
Refresh.
Allegiant by Veronica Roth. Narrated by Emma Galvin. Aaron Stanford finished.
Okay, now it's in alphabetical order.
Menu. Button. Area 51 by Robert Daldy. Bob Meyer. Narrated by Jeffrey K. for 10 hours 14 minutes. Menu. Button. Ashes of Victory by David Weber. Narrated by Alison Johnson. 25 hours 45 minutes.
Okay, etc, etc. So I'm going to flick back to...
Menu. Area. Menu. Allegiant by... Refresh. But delete. But title. Button.
Title.
Title.
Select it. And go and choose.
Close.
Left hand side button. Of the screen. Flick to the right.
Sort by. Recent. Button.
Recent. One finger double tap
selected.
On recent.
Selected. Cloud. Button. One of three.
Now, so that's the controls at the top and the bookshelf and the little menu options below each one. Or when you're downloading a book and you one finger double tap on it, it will cancel the book download. And if it's downloading and you're in a spot that actually says it can't go to, then you can keep playing from the current position. You can also have it sync to your last known spot if you also have been listening to Audible on another device with the same book. So that's also quite handy as well. But it's also got tabs down the bottom, and I'm not going to spend much time on this because really the main part of the Audible.com app is the bookshelf and the book title control screen. But let me just show you what's down the bottom anyway.
Selected. My library. Tab. One of five.
So I've got five tabs. That's my library. It's currently selected. Flick to the right.
Discover. Tab. Two of five.
Okay, discover.
Player. Tab. Three of five.
That's the player.
Me. Tab. Four of five.
That's me, as in your profile.
More. Tab, 5 of 5.
And a more tab. So if I flick back to the left.
Me, player, tab, 3 of 5. Discover, tab,
I double
2
tap
of 5.
On discover. And touch top left hand side of the screen.
Discover, heading.
Click to the right.
Search, button, selected,
you
featured.
Can search.
Show selected,
selected
products
featured.
And categories. Selected, categories. The Cabin of the Fear, by Emily Rudder. A Warrior's Knowledge, Book 2, by Davis Ashera. The Isle of Illusion, by Emily Rudder.
Okay, etc, etc. So that's the discovering the books. And you can definitely download samples within the Audible app itself. You just can't purchase the whole book. Again, you've got to go to audible.com on the web and purchase it from there. Okay, so coming back down to the tabs down the bottom.
Selected. Discover. Tab. 2 of 5.
To the right.
Player. Tab. 3 of 5.
Finger double tap on player.
Close. Button.
And of course, that's going to take us into.
Close.
Top
button.
Left-hand side.
Player volume. More menu. Button. 9 hours, 5 minutes remaining.
Okay, the playing screen for the title of the book. So if I touch down the bottom.
Chapters. Button.
We're not going to get to the tabs
displays
because
chapters.
We're actually in the book title screen. So top left-hand side.
Close. Button.
And we'll just close it.
Close. Discover. Heading.
Okay, and we're back to that discover heading again because that was the previous tab that I used. So come down the bottom.
Player. Tab. 3 of 5.
Click back to the left.
Selected. Discover.
And you can see
tab,
that's now selected.
2 of 5.
So flip to the right.
Player.
That's the
tab,
player.
Me. Tab.
That's
4 of 5.
One finger tap on me. Top left-hand side.
Me. Heading.
Okay, it's the me heading.
Page 1 of 4.
That's right.
Adjustable.
Page 1 of 4.
Listening time.
Listening time.
Selected. Today. Button.
Today.
Daily. Button.
Daily.
Monthly.
Monthly.
Button. Total. Button.
Total.
Today. 2 hours. 45 minutes.
So today, 2 hours, 45 minutes. Flip to the right.
Listening stats are not collected for iTunes titles.
listening stats are not collected for iTunes titles. Click to the right again.
My library, tab, 1 of 5.
And back to my library. So I'll let you play with that screen a little bit more. So come to the bottom.
Selected, me, tab, 4 of 5.
And flick to the right again.
More, tab, 5 of 5.
And here's the more tab. One finger double tap on that.
Selected, more, tab, 5 of 5.
Top left hand side of the screen.
More, heading.
And we've got a more heading. Flick to the right.
News, button.
That's the news button.
Settings, button.
Here's the settings button. Flick to the right again.
My library, tab. 1 of 5.
And back down to my library tab. So flicking back to the left.
Settings, button.
One finger double tap on settings. Settings,
more, back button.
And we've got a more back button. So I'm going to touch the top left hand side again anyway.
More, back button.
Make sure
we're on
the same focus bit. And flick to the right.
Settings, heading.
That's the heading.
Sign out, button.
I can sign out or sign in. Flick to the right again.
Username signed in. David@ale.com.
Okay, username signed in. That's me.
Refresh library.
Refresh the library.
Button.
And a button that's not labelled. I've got an unlabeled item here that I've just flicked to.
Email customer care.
Okay, I've got email customer care.
Call customer care.
Or call customer care.
More email options.
More email options.
Network settings. Heading.
Network settings.
Only on Wi-Fi.
And we've got a label that says only on Wi-Fi.
Only on Wi-Fi. Switch button. Off.
And I've currently got mine
double
turned
tap
off.
To toggle
if
setting.
I double tap on it.
On.
It's
alert.
On.
Wi-Fi only download enabled.
Okay, Wi-Fi only download enabled.
You can download dismiss
and
button.
Click the right to dismiss.
Dismiss. Settings. Only on Wi-Fi. Switch button. On.
And of course, I'm going to turn that
double
off.
Double off.
It gives you a warning when you turn it on. Flick to the right again.
Download quality button.
Download quality. Finger double tap on
settings.
Download quality. Top left-hand side of my screen.
Settings. Back button.
Flick to the right.
Download quality. Heading.
That's the heading.
Selected. Standard.
Standard, which I've got mine selected on.
Hi.
Hi.
My library. Tab. 1 of 5.
Back to down the bottom to my library tab. So I've got mine on standard. So flicking back to the left.
Hi. Select download quality. Settings. Back button.
One finger double tap on
download
the back
quality.
Button. So back to the download quality focus. Flick to the right.
Download by parts. Button.
Download by parts. One finger double tap
settings.
On that. And touch the top left hand side of the screen.
Settings. Back
flick
button.
To the right.
Download by parts. Heading. Selected. Single part.
Single part.
Multi part.
Or multi parts.
My library. Tab. 1 of 5.
And then back down to my library tab down the bottom. So I've currently got on single, so I get the whole book in one file rather than multiple files to make up the book. Okay, so touch top left hand side.
Settings, back button.
Finger double tap on the back
download
button.
By parts.
Back to the focused on download by parts. Flicking to the right.
Playback settings, heading.
So here's playback settings heading.
Disable auto lock.
Disable auto lock.
Disable auto lock. Switch button, off.
Mine's currently off and
double
one
tap
finger
to toggle
double
setting.
Tap on it.
On, alert.
We get a warning.
Auto lock disabled. Your display will remain on while the audio is playing.
Your display
this will impact
will
battery life.
On while audio is playing, and I definitely don't want to do that. So
dismiss.
I'm going to double
button.
Tap on dismiss,
dismiss
it.
Settings. Disable auto lock. Switch button. On.
And I'm going to turn it off. Because I don't want my screen on while the audio is playing. Flicking to the right.
Jump forward slash back. Button.
Here's jump forward slash back to control that. So one finger double tap on that
settings.
One. Settings. And top left hand side of the screen.
Settings. Back button.
Click to the right.
Jump forward slash back. Heading.
That's the heading.
10 seconds.
And here's where you can jump how much it jumps back by default, which is 30 seconds. We've now got 10 seconds.
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Selected. 30 seconds.
30 seconds, which is selected.
60 seconds.
60 seconds.
90 seconds.
90 seconds. Now I'm going to actually double tap on mine to set
selected.
To
90. 90 seconds.
I'm just going to do a two-finger scrub for a change.
Settings. More. Back button.
Now focus didn't return to that jump, so I'm going to touch the bottom left-hand side of my screen.
My library. Tab.
There's the tabs.
1 of 5. Marketplace. Device signed. Audible 2.8. Privacy notice. Terms of use. Legal. Control center. Jump forward slash back. Button.
Okay, there we go. We're flicking to the right.
Control center. Button.
And here's the control center. Control.
Setting.
Top left hand side of the screen.
Settings. Back button.
Flicking to the right.
Control center. Heading.
There's the heading.
Selected. Jump seconds.
Okay, so selected jump settings.
Chapter skip.
Chapter skip from the control center. And I'm probably going to set mine to chapter actually from the control center. So one finger double tap on that.
Selected. Chapter skip.
And two finger scrub.
Settings. More. Back button.
And bottom part of the screen.
My library.
Flick
tab,
back to the left.
Tab M. Marketplace. Device. Audible 2. Privacy notice. Terms of use. Legal. Control center. Button.
Okay, back to there. So I flick to the right.
Legal. Heading.
There's legal.
Terms of use.
Terms of use.
Privacy notice.
Privacy notice.
Audible 2.8. 384.
That's the version number.
Device signed in. David 7th. Audible for iPhone.
David 7th. Audible for iPhone. Signed in Audible onto a number of iOS devices. So flicking to the right.
Marketplace. Audible.com.
When you sign into Audible as well, initially, you also have to select the appropriate marketplace for your account as well. And that's just a way to verify where you are. Flick to the right again.
My library. Tab. 1 of 5.
There's my library. And I wonder if we can double tap on that. Touch top left hand side of the screen.
Selected. Device iTunes. Search. Alt. Recent. Delete. Refresh. The Last Wish by Andrei Sapkowski, narrated by Peter Kenny. 9 hours, 5 minutes left.
Okay, one finger double tap on that.
The Witcher closed. Shaded his eyes.
Stop the audio playing. I just want to show you what you can do now with the control panel and also what you can do with your Apple Watch. So I'm going to press the home button to come out.
Messages.
Of the app.
10 and red messages.
And touch double top tap on the screen open. For the status menu.
4:40 p.m. Status bar item.
And flicking up to bring up the control center.
With 3 fingers. Control center.
Of course, with 3 fingers.
Airplane mode. Off.
Okay, so airplane mode.
Wi-Fi. Bluetooth.
Do not
lock orient. Brightness. Track position. The Last Wish. Andrei's app. Track position. 1 hour, 11 minutes, 36 seconds.
Okay, that's the track
10 hours, 17 minutes, 30 seconds.
Flick to the right again.
The Last Wish. Andrei's outcast. Previous track.
Previous
button.
Track.
Play. Button.
Play.
Next track.
Next track.
Button. Volume. 62%.
That's the volume. And so on. So flicking back to the
volume.
Left.
Volume. Next track.
So
button. Play. Button.
Double tap on play.
Pause.
In an unnecessary
flick
instance.
To the right.
Next track.
Which you never managed to check on.
Next track.
A grain of truth. Part 1. A number of black points moving against a bright sky, streaked
okay,
with
I've
mist,
the next
drew
track.
Richard's attention.
So I'm just going to do a two-finger double tap because I don't have to really press that play and pause button again. And the other really cool thing is if I now lock my phone.
Screen locked.
Okay, and unlock my screen with just the power button again. And I'll start my lock
PM.
Screen. Status menu.
Do not disturb. Status bar
flick
item.
Flick up.
Control center. Orientate. Location. Bluetooth. Brightness. Track position. The Last Wish. Previous track. Play.
I can also access it that way. Or I can also do a two-finger double tap.
Birds.
To
they
start
wheel
the audio.
In slow, peaceful circles.
Then suddenly double tap to stop, and my phone is still locked. And relock my screen again.
Screen locked.
Okay. Or, and this is a really cool thing I really do enjoy doing, if I come back to my Apple Watch, if I now open up the now playing glance via Siri, just holding the digital crown. 4:44. Open the now playing glance. And you hear the vibrate.
Audible. Open. 1 hour. 23 minutes, 50 seconds, audible.
Okay, so it tells me when the audible app and the elapsed time. Flicking to the right.
Volume, 62%.
Okay, that's the volume.
Adjustable.
I can flick up and down.
The Last Wish, and Rosage Sapkowski. Previous track.
Okay, previous
button.
Track again.
Play.
Play.
Button. Next track.
Next track. Flick back to the left.
Play. Button.
And one finger double tap.
Pause.
Booped and soared up again, flapping their wings. The Witcher observed
back
the birds
left.
For a long time,
previous
then,
track.
Bearing in mind shapes of land, emphasis
again.
Of wood.
Previous track.
The again. Voice of reason, too.
Previous track.
This is Audible.
Previous track.
Hushat Audio presents
flick back to left.
The Last Wish, written by Andrei Sapkowski, translated
50,
by Nuzia Stahl,
42%.
Read by Peter Kennedy.
32%.
Okay, I'll turn the volume up.
42%, 52%, 62%.
Flick to the right.
The voice of reason.
The Last
Wish, one.
Previous track. Pause.
She came to him
button.
Towards morning. She entered very carefully, moving.
Play.
Okay, and I'll stop the audiobook playing. So really, when I'm gardening, for example, and I've got my Bluetooth headset on with my iPhone in my pocket, I can really well and truly use my Apple Watch to control the audio, start and stop, previous next track, and volume up and down, which comes in really, really handy. That completes a fairly extensive go-through of the Audible app. I've been wanting to do this demo for such a long time, I thought I'd really spend a good amount of time going through it. I certainly haven't covered completely all the features in the Audible app, but it should give you a good understanding of how the Audible app works on your iOS device, in this case my iPhone 6S, of course using VoiceOver. So that completes the demo. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the AppleVis community. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.